God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
But in John 4, let's keep reading, it says, there was a certain royal official, I'm reading the Amplified, certain royal official whose son was lying ill in Capernaum. Having heard that Jesus had come back from Judea into Galilee, he went away to meet him and began to beg him to come down and cure his son, for he was lying at the point of death. Now let's just stop right here. The Amplified, rightly so, says he was a royal official. King James says what? Nobleman. This is a man of influence, a man of position, probably a man of wealth, man with some prestige. And he comes to Jesus, who is, from the natural standpoint, a carpenter's son, a man who didn't go to seminary, a man who is not approved of by the doctors of the law, a man it is not popular to listen to. But he didn't care. I said he didn't care. His child was ill, and he had heard about healings in this man's ministry, and he went to him. Notice he didn't send to fetch him. Well, tell that preacher to come see me. That's disrespectful.
Right.
You ever notice James 5, talking about to the church, is there any sick among you? Let them what? Huh? Call for the elders of the church. Didn't say that the preachers was just supposed to know it automatically and be there. If they're able, they're supposed to ask. And really, if you read that, scholars tell us that the word for sick there and infirm leaves the impression that this person is not able to get up and get around for themselves. They're not able to believe for themselves. They're almost out of it. Well, that's when you should have help from your church.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
But you ask, you request. You can tell, I had the privilege of working in a healing school for a number of years and other areas of ministry and visiting people. And you can tell volumes about what's going to happen, if anything's going to happen with people, by the tones they use when they start talking to you. Y'all believe in that healing stuff? Think you could pray? Disrespectful. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you come over and check on this? People act like, you know, when I first got into ministry, I thought, well, a minister, ministry means serve. And I'm a servant to the people. And I'm supposed to help anybody that I can. And so anybody that asked me to talk to them, I would. If they said, would you counsel with me? I'd do it. Would you come pray? I'd come pray. Would you go visit? I did it. And about killed myself. And was wore out and was losing my anointing to speak because I was allowing the enemy through other people directing what I was doing with my day to waste all kind of time. Did you hear me?
Yes.
I'm not telling you something I heard about. I'm telling you something I experienced. And so I learned that, no, I'm not supposed to just do everything everybody asked me to do. I'm supposed to be led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And there's so many times that you'd just be wasting time with people because all they want to do is sit down and tell you for 2 hours what they think.
That's right.
They don't really want to hear. They don't want to receive. And it takes a while to develop in this area to discern some of these things, but after a while you can begin to see. I had a fellow one time catch me after he saw me. I was in a service, and there was a guy there that was all primed and wanted to talk to me, and I didn't talk to him. I left the room. And he was so mad, man, he caught this other guy and bent his ear, and he said, "No, I don't understand that." He said, "I thought this fellow's a preacher. Why didn't he take time and talk to me?" The guy said, "I don't know. He just didn't." And the guy caught me. He said, "I don't understand this." He said, "Why didn't you stay and talk to him?" I said, "Because I didn't want to." He said, "Well, ain't you a preacher?" I said, "Yeah." "Is there a verse somewhere that says preachers are supposed to stop and talk to everybody that wants to talk?" Boy, this is going over big, ain't it? Can you see that?
Hallelujah.
You know, people jump to conclusions and they don't know what's going on.
Amen.
And so anyway, I said, "Well," I said, "I don't owe this explanation to you." I said, "But I'm going to tell you something. Sit down." I said, "Did you talk to that guy?" He said, "Yeah, for 2 hours." I said, "And what did he say?" "Oh, he's got some harebrained doctrine he wanted to tell you about." I said, "Was it scriptural and good?" He said, "No." I said, "What you don't know is I perceived that when I was standing a few feet from him. And what you also didn't know, there was another guy in that other room that I spent an hour with, and it was time well spent."
Amen.
He received.
Amen.
He received a healing.
Amen.
Hmm?
Yes.
Now you'll see this as we go through this. This man is a nobleman. He didn't send for Jesus to fetch this uneducated, itinerant preacher to come see me. I'm an important man. Surely he'll drop everything and come see me. There was a fellow that had that attitude in the Old Testament. You remember him?
Yes.
Naaman? Anybody remember Naaman?
Yes.
Y'all not enjoying this part?
Yes.
I'm going to stay with it a little bit. Because this, we're talking, you might say, "Brother Keith, I thought this was healing." This is healing.
You better believe it.
There's a reason why this man is in the book. Why his son got healed and others didn't.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
And one of the big things you will see this, a super big connection between faith and humility.
Amen.
The two go hand in hand. You show me somebody that knows a lot about faith and is full of faith. I'm not talking about somebody who talks faith talk. I'm talking about somebody who really is full of faith. I'll show you somebody who's developed in humility. Pride is like a wall between you and God.
Yes.
And in order to operate in faith, you must learn true humility. And that humility is not self-degradation. It's not self debasing yourself and, "Oh, I'm so unworthy and you know, I'm no good and I'm this and that." No, humility is acknowledging the truth. Pride believes lies about itself.
That's right.
Other people in this nobleman's position would have believed, "Hey, I'm important. This guy's not. He should come to me. He should, you know, I'll just call him and get him to minister to my boy." He didn't do that. What did he do? You'll find that Cana of Galilee, Capernaum, is about some 15, 20 miles apart. And this man walked this distance. I said, he walked this distance. It ain't like today. He didn't just jump in his car. And he traveled this distance. He had to want to do this. He must have had some confidence in Jesus.
Amen.
Mustn't he?
Yes.
He must have had some faith in him.
Amen.
In the ministry. And so he came. We remember the story of Naaman, the Syrian. Anybody remember that? Was that in 2 Kings? How Naaman was a leper, and he heard that the prophet in the land of Israel had a healing ministry, and so he went over there to check on it. Well, now you got to have something's got to be stirring in you for you to even make the trip, right? You must believe that something's going on. You got to have some faith. But faith that somebody can be healed, that healings are happening, is not sufficient faith to receive a healing for yourself. You got to go beyond that. Well, man, God's moving over there and things are happening and I'm going to go get in. Well, that's great. That is a measure of faith. But it takes more than that for you to receive. You'll see that's what happened in this story. Well, you remember Naaman brought his royal chariots and all his ensemble and they pulled up in the driveway and the man of God wouldn't even come see him. Didn't even come out of the house. And he came all that way. We're dealing with something tonight, Brother Mo. He said, you know, the man of God sent his servant out. His servant. And he says, well, who are you? He said, well, I'm the man of God's servant. Well, when's he coming out? He ain't coming. Made him mad. Made him mad. I had the privilege of working under Dr. Kenneth Hagin for years. And for several years, people would come to see him and wound up with me a lot of times. And a lot of them were really disappointed at first. Boy, but thank God for it was over with. A lot of them were okay. But and so many of them, I thought, I'm so glad you didn't get to Brother Hagin because you'd have just wasted his time because they just wanted to tell me what they thought. But here the man of God wouldn't even come out. And he said, come on now, you got to be kidding. We came all the way from this other country here and this preacher ain't even coming out to see me. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? Has anybody ever said that to us before? Secretaries, anybody ever said that to y'all at our office? Don't you know who I am? That's not how you get healed.
That's right.
Now, see, you may think I've digressed, but this is very important. Yeah. This is not how you get healed.
Amen.
You don't tell the Lord how to heal you.
Amen.
You don't tell him how to meet your needs.
Amen.
You don't tell him how to do things. You believe him to do it, and then you do what he leads you to do.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Nobleman's Son, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R704. That's R704, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 12th through 17th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7 p.m. and childcare through age 6 will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org. Or call 417-334-9233.